Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Today's cattle futures market finished mixed here. We did have a reversal early in the day. Live cattle went and made new contract highs. For example, April live cattle went to 130.45, which was the highest they have been for these contracts. But then it closed down 22 cents at 129.62, about 80 off the highs there for April. That was the only live cattle contract that was lower. June, August, and October were up 30 to 40. Feeder cattle were not as fortunate. They've been trading sideways really since about October. They were down $1.62 in March here at 141.25. April's down $1.07. There was some 128 bid in Texas and Kansas that was being passed. It was 125 bid and 130 offered, but 128 bid late in today's trading day. Box beef at midday was quite a bit stronger at 220.97 on choice, up $1.02, 216.69 up 42 on the select. Feeder cattle index is really weighing down the March feeders. I feel like it's 139.94, so it's back below 140. And if you notice, March was the weakest contract on the feeder cattle here today. Packer margins are still positive for both beef and pork. So not a whole lot going on there. Cattle inventory yesterday was neutral. Some felt like the longer term outlook with the lower beef cow replacement was bullish over the long term.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets reversed today. They were quite a bit weaker across the board about mid-trading session. Then we came all the way back to close green on everything but the Chicago wheat. Corn was about 1.5 higher, which was 6 off of its lows. Beans 0.5 to a penny higher, about 10 off their lows. And then Kansas City wheat was up a penny, 13 off of its lows. And Chicago wheat was down 2-3, 10 off its lows. But it was pretty good turnaround here for the grain futures overall. Of course, wheat has been the weakest contract, and we've sold off roughly 70 cents since February 5th. So in less than 1 month, July Kansas City has gone from 520 to 450. Extremely weak action there for the grain futures. It's thought that the world grain prices, world export markets are more competitive than we are here in the United States, and we've missed out on some pretty good export sales just because we're overpriced, and also the extra shipping it costs to get it from the United States over to Europe. So we've missed out on some wheat deals. That's really, really hit us hard. But there is some optimism that could be a more urgent U.S.-China trade deal with the North Korea walking away from that summit without any sort of agreement, and also the border wall. So some say that President Trump could possibly be more willing to make a deal here to move back in a more positive direction. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.